Next, Labor Talk host and Hudson Mohawk Magazine roaming correspondent Willie Terry has been covering the Poor People's Campaign, and he attended the final day of the Poor People's Campaign 40 Days of Moral and Direct Action protest rally in Washington, D.C. on June 23rd. He chronicles that day in a five-part segment from beginning to end and what's next. In these segments, Willie recorded live voices and sounds from people on the issues of systemic racism, poverty, ecological destruction, and workers' rights in the war economy. This segment is part five of his Poor People's Campaign report on the issue of what's next, where he highlights the speech given by Reverend William Barber, founder of the contemporary Poor People's Campaign movement.
Then we're going to begin to hear from the people. Today, you are the founding members of the 21st Century Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival. We gather today for a call to action. We gather here declaring it's time for a moral uprising all across America. This is not a commencement, this is a commencing. This is not the commemoration of what happened 50 years ago, this is the reenactment and the reinauguration. Because you do not commemorate prophets and prophetic movements. You go where the blood, where they fell, and reach down in the blood and pick up the baton and carry it the next mile of the way. For 3 years, we've been laying a foundation from the bottom up, not the top down, because helicopter leadership will not save us. Today, from this stage, no person will speak at the podium by themselves. Today, because of the continuing reality of two Americas, one land, the land of the very few with extreme lots, and the other land of the many with the very little who suffer DOTS, daily ongoing stress syndrome of their lives, and the attention violence by the political culture toward the poor. We are here. People are watching by live stream around the country and the world. We are here to call the nation to action, to get our marching order. We are here to put a face on the facts of poverty. We are here of every race, every color, every creed, every income, every faith tradition, especially the poor, coming together, declaring that we must have a poor people's not march, a poor people not rally, but a poor people's campaign to save not the Republican Party, to save not the Democratic Party, but to save the very heart and the soul of this nation. Don't get it twisted. We are not the left. We are not the right. We are not the conservative. We are not the liberal, because those phrases are too puny and too weak and too limited. No. This campaign is standing in the deep moral tradition, in the deep religious and moral traditions that have always been necessary throughout history in order to lift those at the bottom and save countries from destroying their own potential. We are in the same moral tradition of the prophets of Israel who challenged kings and rulers to stop legislating evil. We are in the same moral tradition of Jesus, whose evangelical work was not being against gay people, but being against poverty. We are in the same moral tradition of the Apache and other indigenous spiritual people who taught us to care and not destroy and poison the air, water, and the land. We are in the same moral tradition of the abolitionists who knew if slavery was legal, it was still immoral and it had to be challenged. We are in the same moral tradition of the Reconstructionists who, after the Civil War, fought for equal protection under the law. We are in the same moral tradition as the social gospel movement who looked at poverty and corporate greed and asked, what would Jesus do? We are in the same moral tradition of those who fought for labor unions and decent wages and 8-hour workdays, even when they were killed and hung in places like Chicago. We are in the same moral tradition as Cesar Chavez and MLK and Rabbi Heschel and Fannie Lou Hamer and Swana, Cheney and Goodman and Rosa Parks and Unitarian and Muslims like Malcolm and gay people people and social justice activists like Bayard Rustin. We stand in the same moral tradition that have always fought to help this nation be a little more grounded in love, truth, and peace, and to come a little closer to being a more perfect union. This is who we are. Make no mistake, America, you've got to get a new lexicon for this. You won't be able to report this like you've normally reported it. We are black, we are white, we are brown, we are red, we are yellow, we are gay, we are straight, we are old, we are urban, we are rural, we are Jewish, we are Christian, we are Hindu, we are Muslim, we are people of faith, we are people not of faith, from Alaska to Alabama, to the deep south in Mississippi, to northern Maine, from California to the Carolinas, from the Midwest, from the Rust Belt to the Wheat Belt, we are the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for more revival. And we won't be silent anymore. And since folk want to quote scripture, in Ezekiel 22, the Bible says, your politicians are like wolves, prowling and killing and taking whatever they want. But something is worse, your preachers cover up for the politicians by pretending to have vision and special vision and say God said it and God ain't said nothing. And because of this, extortion is rife, robbery is epidemic, the poor and the needy are abused, outsiders are kicked around, immigrants are mistreated with no access for justice. So God says, I'm looking for somebody to stand in the gap. Who will stand in the gap was the question 2,600 years ago, and it's the question right now. When there are 140 million poor people in this country and over 200,000 die every year from poverty, while 400 families make an average of $197,000 an hour, the gaps are real. When we see homelessness on the street, especially among our children and LGBT communities, the gaps are real. When voter suppression is targeted at black, brown, and poor people in ways like we haven't seen since the days of Jim Crow. And when the voter suppression and gerrymandering and the refusal to fix the Voting Rights Act is happening right here in the Congress and in state capitals, and it hurts poor people and sick people, and when the people who use racist voter suppression, once they get power, use that power to hurt white people and black people and brown people, the gaps are real. When poor folk live in communities where by the million they can buy unleaded gas and can't buy unleaded water. When America is the richest nation in the world, poor and working people, but we don't have health care for everybody. When Puerto Rico is left and thousands die. When in Alaska they drill in the native lands, and when in the Apache lands they poison the water, and when we don't have the health care we ought to have, the gaps are real. When a politician gets free health care just because they got elected, but then they don't want the people that elected them to have the same thing they have. And when far too many preachers are engaging in theological malpractice, and they will pray, P-R-A-Y, for politicians and president, but not say a word when those politicians and the president pray, P-R-E-Y, on the least of these, the needy and the children, the gaps. When they claim that they have Jesus' agenda, but they don't do or say what Jesus said. When I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was a stranger, did you take me in? When we live in a country where some will justify caging not just children, but brown children like animals, and they will separate and snatch them from their parents, and separate and snatch children from health care, and separate and snatch children from food stamps. The gaps between justice and injustice are real. And so it is our calling as long as we've got breath in our body, right now and right here, to stand in the gap. Is there anybody ready to stand? Until the cries of the poor are heard and things change, stand. Until the cries of the sick get everybody health care, stand. So we can save this nation from a spiritual, economic, and political death, stand. We must stand in the gap and speak truth. Stand in the gap and nonviolently go to jail if necessary. Stand in the gap and mobilize voters. Stand in the gap and build power among the poor. We must stand with love. We must stand with truth. We must stand with grace. We must stand until we restore or build the heart of this nation. And we must stand. This is no time to retreat. This is no time to cry. This is no time to be silent. This is no time to run away. We must stand and declare that we were born for such a time as this. Is
That was Hudson Mohawk Magazine roaming labor correspondent Willie Terry with part 5 of his report on the June 23rd Poor People's Campaign rally in Washington, D.C., covering what's next for the Poor People's Movement. That concludes our show. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm your host, H. Bosch Jr.
And I'm your other host, Guy Schaefer. Remember to tune back in tomorrow and every weekday at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., and 6 p.m. to get your daily dose of local news. You can also get that dose through our Hudson Mohawk Magazine podcast and Facebook page. Also, be sure to tune in 7 to 10 weeknights for Jazz Sanctuary, a wonderful celebration of all that is creative, dedicated to supporting jazz in the Hudson Mohawk region.